This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Justin Termini, we've been big, big fans of at times, even though we've screamed at him, we've yelled at him, we've embarrassed him in arguments before, but we still enjoy his takes, and we enjoy what he does for a living. But I was, quite honestly, I was offended for Justin Termini that somebody in the biz pretended like they didn't know how to pronounce his name. They dismissed his takes. This is what went on at the end of last week, because I heard it driving to D.C., and I said, this is ridiculous. We have to give Justin Termini some way to get this off his chest, as if he doesn't have his own show to do it.
Here we go.
This was Nick Wright talking to Elmin El Hassan on Metalark podcast.
By the way, and by the way, Amin, I will say this. I listened to your show, because unlike the show on NBA radio with Justin Termini or whoever, you guys have good takes. You guys have cogent analysis. I like it. But I did not take this from you.
All right. So now we have to have, and again, audio courtesy of Metalark. We need to get Justin Termini on here to defend himself, because it's unfair. He wasn't there to defend himself, and he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And we'll get into just how far away the Cavs are from what we're seeing right now in the NBA, the final few teams that are left. But Justin, I mean, the floor is yours. Nick Wright, we've had in studio. Haven't had him in a while, but we've had him in studio, and he seemed like a nice enough guy, but he was very dismissive of you.
Yeah, well, I hope you washed the place before then I came in. I know it smelled a little bit, but I actually didn't. I didn't even address this on the air. I had heard about it. I caught wind. I don't listen to that podcast either with Leverfield. But anyway, no, the White, like with my name, it's funny because when I've debated him in the past, I brought up specifics. For example, how with the 2015 NBA Finals, right, where he said that the media collaborated to vote against Steph Curry and give the MVP in the finals to Andre Iguodala. Like, he came out with a report and he said, like, the media collaborated to do that behind the scenes and they basically had no integrity. Then the report came out where the NBA flatly denied that. A lot of journalists then got upset. And Nick Wright went out there and Nick said, like, oh, well, I apologize for that report. When you have a report, you stand by it, right? You don't just then say, oh, well, I guess I was wrong. I mean, you show some gumption. You stand by the report. I'm confident in the report, et cetera. Like, I've thrown specific stuff out there like that at Nick. But now in multiple times where Nick has addressed things with me, his go-to move is to mispronounce my name, which is something you hear in the third grade. He's got to get a little bit more creative, if you ask me.
So is this real heat?
Oh, yeah, I don't like him. I think it's because I have takes that aren't necessarily gracious towards LeBron James, and that's fine. I mean, listen, I'm not his buddy. I'm not in his pocket. The scary thing about me is I can't be bought. Like, Nick can maybe be bought by Rich Paul, by Clutch, by LeBron, and that's how he wants to sell himself. That's fine. I don't care about money. I'm not well in the head. So, and that's why Nick probably shouldn't mess with me either. Maybe he's got something to live for. I don't. So I'm willing to go as far as possible just to, you know, to prove that that I'm the better of the two men. So if he's even that. But again, my message to Nick is, Nick, I'm not stable. If you continue to mess with me, you know, that's like getting a little bit of, you know, a rat in the corner, a raccoon in the corner. I just have nothing to live for. So that's my warning to Nick Wright.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, I mean, Justin, obviously you're somebody, you're now buddies with Bill Simmons, and maybe he's territorial. Maybe he thought he was buddies with Simmons. I mean, all you NBA guys, you're very, you get at times, I think it's a little too buddy-buddy. And I love the fact that you have different opinions. And so I'll just flat out ask you. Yesterday, I tried to have some fun on social media ripping Giannis, since nobody ever rips on Giannis. And it didn't go well. People came after me. Obviously, having no Middleton, that was a huge, huge loss. But I was surprised how Giannis just – I'd never see him shrink in the moment. It seemed like he knew they had no chance yesterday, and his game was impacted by it. He was missing layups like I never see him. His bully ball style didn't really work, and it looked like he gave up on defense. That was weird to see for the defending champs.
Yeah, and again, I'm a guy that probably would have come after you if I had known that you were ripping Giannis as well. I didn't see your interaction there on Twitter, because I'm a defender of Giannis. What he did against that Celtics defense, which I think is maybe the best defense we've seen since 2004 with the Pistons, I mean, that's like a really good defense. We saw what they did to Durant, and the guy still put up, what, 20-20-9? I mean, he almost had a 20-20-10 triple-double, so I still thought the performance was amazing. He just ran out of gas there at the end, and why shouldn't he have? Like, he just got absolutely no help without Chris Middleton. I mean, Brook Lopez was I guess, the only other guy that kind of showed up yesterday. But, you know, I think he's very similar, and I tweeted about this the other day. He's very similar to, like, LeBron 2013 to 2018. The issue, I think, is when LeBron never ran into a Celtics team like this, the LeBron, like, Celtics competition, think about it. Their best player was Isaiah Thomas in, what, 2017? You watched that unfold. 2018, the best player he had to go through in the conference finals with the Celtics was Jason Tatum as a rookie, or maybe Al Horford. So I think the level of competition was just far greater. I'm not going to take any shots at Giannis. I thought he was amazing. And the other thing I just love about Giannis, which makes it harder, in all honesty, to take shots at him, maybe I would take shots at LeBron if he gave us the same performance, is this guy's just as humble as it gets and you know, holds himself.
Yeah, Justin, that's what I want to get to, the humble thing. It seems like Giannis has carved out this. His press conferences are amazing. People still from other sports, I see NFL guys posting Giannis's press conferences, and I've wondered if it has almost colored some of the perspective on Giannis, where he is so likable that nobody seems to hate him. That when somebody like me talks about, well, you know, can he improve his jump shot a little bit? I mean, is that too much to ask for the greatest player in the game that everybody was proclaiming as the best player in the game? That people come at the messenger. I don't see anybody ever ripping Giannis as if his game is perfect.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, I mean, that's a smart way to approach life, right? We talk about it with, like, officials. Okay, like, if Chris Paul is going to constantly whine at the officials, like, when they, you know, don't give him as long of a leash as maybe somebody else and they call a quick technical, okay, well, you shouldn't have behaved like that, Chris Paul, you know, you shouldn't have treated the officials like that, because it's human nature. And if Giannis is going to go out there and handle himself with, you know, some humbleness and treat the media with respect, it does make it harder to attack him. Now, again, I'll still go at somebody if I feel they need it, but I'll always kind of feel bad. Like, I'll feel bad about, like, when I attack Klay Thompson, right? Who's a guy that's always been good to me. But if Klay's game needs to be criticized, I'll still criticize it. Whereas when LeBron does it, like, I'll just go right at the jugular, right? And I'll always preface it like, listen, I really like Klay Thompson, but I do have to say he hasn't been great. Whereas when I'm, you know, going at LeBron, I'm not going to go, oh, you know what, I love LeBron. I'm just going to go directly at him. So, yeah, it makes it a little bit more difficult probably to criticize Giannis.
Why do we have our guys that we just defend? Like, there are several guys in the NBA that, boy, like, especially, like, with MVP conversations, like, I can make an argument for Giannis, I can make an argument for Embiid, and it's like, nope, Jokic is the guy, and you can't ever say anything different. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, I know the reason it is on my show where I host with Eddie Johnson. It's because it's like, I'll go, well, I think Jokic is the MVP, and he'll go, like, no, Jokic can't be the MVP, he sucks. And then instead of just me going like, listen, I also think I wouldn't have an issue if Embiid wanted, or I wouldn't have an issue if Giannis wanted, because I really didn't. Like, I voted for Jokic, but I could have seen any of those three guys winning it. I wouldn't have had an issue. But when, like, the other person starts going, like, in these arguments online or on the radio, it's like, no, Embiid, and that's final. It's not even close. Then you're forced to kind of go like, no, it's Jokic, and it's not even close, and Embiid stinks. It's much like with LeBron. Like, you get into a debate about LeBron, like, there is middle ground. Like, I can go like, all right, LeBron's, like, awesome at this. Here's kind of why I don't think he's Jordan. But when the other person's making him sound like he's Jesus Christ, you got to make him sound like he's the devil, just to kind of get the, you know, the right mix there and make it in the middle.
Justin Termini joining us right now on the hotline. So we're watching these games. We're seeing Luka play just incredibly well, just robbing the spirit yesterday of Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and the Suns. The Warriors have had their issues at times, but you know they're going to be fairly healthy as they get into the finals. And on the Eastern Conference, you're watching, you know, two of the best defensive teams, Miami and Boston, reach the finals. The Cavs were one of the better defensive teams through most of the year. Obviously, they were gutted by injuries in the last quarter of the year. How far behind those teams do you think the Cavs are as we sit here in May and watch these teams play?
I don't think it's that far. I mean, they were better than both of them for a majority of the season, especially Boston up until the end. I guess it's just like the superstar, but does Miami have a superstar? I think it's just a lot of like really good players, right? And smart front office decisions. And that's what Kobe Altman has done over the last year or two. He's made, you know, smart decisions, drafted well, and made some shrewd trades, like getting Jared Allen for basically nothing. So I don't think they're like that far off from Miami. I think if they stayed healthy, they could be Miami. Now, the difficult part is like Miami, because of where they're located, is going to be able to fill in the gaps with, like, you know, a Kyle Lowry saying, like, I'm going to be a free agent and I'm going nowhere but Miami. Like, I'm not sure the guys are going to do that in Cleveland. So I don't think they're that far from Miami in that sense. With the Celtics, maybe it's a little different, just because you can maybe now start to view Jason Tatum as a superstar or like a top 5 to 7 guy. Does Cleveland have anybody that's capable of doing that? I love Darius Garland. I'm not sure that he's ever going to top out in the Jason Tatum category or the Luka Doncic category or the Steph Curry category. And, you know, those are the other three teams that are in the Final Four other than Miami. So, you know, maybe relatively close to Miami. The other three, maybe the gap's a little bit more significant.
Justin Termini joining us here on the show. Should LeBron James demand a trade right now?
I mean, listen, he probably will, but the other options are probably the Clippers.
He probably will. He probably will.
Well, I mean, I'm being sarcastic just because when things get tough, like LeBron's clearly running, but I don't think he's going to run out of L.A., so maybe he would demand one to the Clippers. But, yeah, I mean, they're a disaster, and I don't see how that gets rectified unless they get rid of Russell Westbrook. They can make all the excuses. Oh, Anthony Davis. Oh, if we were healthy, you know, we would have made a run last year. We would make a run this year. Like, it's going to take a lot more than health, because I just don't think the pieces fit. And Russell Westbrook's like, they're like, oh, we got to bring in a coach that Russell Westbrook listens to. Okay, well, like, who the hell is that? Russell Westbrook's never listened to anybody. So you want to bring in a coach that LeBron respects, Anthony Davis, fine, but the Russell Westbrook thing's just a disaster.
I mean, has Westbrook fallen off? Was it a bad year? What is it?
No, he's just, one, it's a fit. Two, it's just like he's never altered his game to be able to fit into a winning situation. I mean, is Russell Westbrook capable of, like, playing defense? Is he capable of playing off the ball? Those are things that it takes to win. I mean, look at the teams that are left. Like, look at the way Miami plays. So they sacrifice for each other. Look at the Celtics stunk up until, for some reason, something like people were calling, including myself, Jason Tatum selfish midway through the year. And over the last couple of years, all of a sudden he starts moving the basketball, playing defense, listening to his coach. Three things Russell Westbrook doesn't do. That's when they started to win. So I just don't think he fits into a winning type of organization.
LeBron is always, you know, our connection with Chris Paul is loose here. Because it was always a rumor that LeBron wanted to trade Kyrie for Chris Paul and wanted the organization to do that, and that's what started the split between Kyrie and the Cavaliers and LeBron.
I don't think that was a rumor. I think
fact. Well, either way, a
so
heavily sourced
the split
rumor
between Kyrie. Yeah, what split started the split then between Kyrie in Boston and Kyrie in Brooklyn? He's got an excuse for splitting with everybody. The guy he would have found if it wasn't Chris Paul, it would have been something else with that guy.
I wasn't setting you up for Kyrie. I just wanted to know.
Chris Paul, can't mention that name and not expect me to go off.
Chris Paul came out with a limp yesterday, as he's wont to do in a postseason that he loses. What is his, if he retires, what is his legacy?
Well, I mean, listen, I heard J.J. Redick tell me that Bob Cousy wasn't as good as him. He's not Bob Cousy. He's got 6 titles and 10 first all-team NBAs. So I got him on the precipice of the top 5, but, like, the comparison has always been Isaiah Thomas. And, like, do you envision – and Isaiah Thomas, by the way, had a little bit more than a limp in Game 6 of 1988, and he did just fine with 25 points in that game. So I don't – you know, Chris Paul and Devin Booker didn't even combine for 25 points together yesterday, and DeAndre Ayton. Is he Chris Paul – Isaiah Thomas? You could point to all like the statistics and say he's better than Isaiah Thomas. I'm telling you right now, Isaiah Thomas's teams aren't getting blown off the floor against that Dallas team like he did. I mean, Isaiah Thomas beat Larry Bird, and Luka Doncic is very good. I'm not sure he's apex Larry Bird right now, even though he's awesome. And then Chris Paul gets he gets a performance like that, so he's not Isaiah Thomas. I don't want to hear about that at all.
Justin Termini, Sirius XM NBA Radio.
Yeah, Kyrie, they're done with his shoe. His shoe is finally going out of production, and it's the first time in his career we have not had the Kyrie shoe, which was one of the biggest sellers for a long time. Oh. It shows that people are kind of done with Kyrie, and rightfully so. You're hearing that the Nets are asking for a commitment more so than he's been able to give them so far since going over there. It seems like this is the lowest Q rating that the public has really had for Kyrie. Can he get it back?
I mean, I don't see why people liked him in the first place. And there's
a lot of Kyrie.
You see people, you got some issues, and you see the people that are out there in the public. I mean, I'm sure you talk to them every day, whether it's social media, maybe it's some of your callers, maybe it's going out to get a drink and you're running to them in the store. There's a lot of screwed up people out there. So I'm sure that, and this has nothing to do with the vaccine, by the way. I have no opinion on that. This guy was a lunatic prior to that. And I never understood people's attachment to him. But there's a lot of strange people out there, so it doesn't shock me.
Because Justin, he was our crazy person.
He didn't seem to be getting crazy till the very end.
Well, I mean, he wasn't talking to teammates, right, for 3 weeks during a postseason.
I wouldn't talk to him either. Would you talk to LeBron? Boom, marked it down. You hate him, and I got you in the shoot. I got you in the corner. Well done.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would maybe talk to him if there was financial. Well, no, I said at the beginning of the interview, I don't care about money.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll say that I do. So, yes, I would not talk to LeBron.
Got you to lie about yourself by the end of the interview. You see how that works?
I didn't lie. I caught myself.
Maybe Nick Wright has a couple of good points. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard him yet. He should use them on a show.
Justin, thank you for the time.
Justin, who's got better hair, you or Nick Wright?
Well, mine's real, so I would say that it's probably mine.
Don't. Okay.
All right, Anthony, make sure to clip that.
No, don't send that. Don't send that. Justin, thank you for the time.
Oh, you're gonna send him that stuff. That's great. No, I'll tell him to his face. He should just appreciate. He's also jealous that I have a vote. He's brought it up a million times for the NBA awards, and he doesn't have one. So, he's welcome to come and get it. You want to come and get it, Nick? Come on. I'm in room 407 at the Chicago Gardens in Chicago. So he can come up and get it in my room.
How much is that hotel?
I don't know. I don't pay for it.
Congratulations on all your success. Thank you.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I'm not having any success in the room, but, success got me to the room, I guess. All right. Not my problem.
Goodbye. Justin Termini on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. That went to a great place. Very happy where that place went. Coming up next, wild idea for the Browns? Yeah, I got a wild idea for the Browns. And more trash talk. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live with the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.